This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, they're here. Apple launches new AirPods in its new wearable push. The new version of its wireless earbuds can activate the virtual assistant Siri by voice, a feature aimed at extending the momentum of a fast-selling device as those phone sales cool. We'll get the latest after these tech headlines. Facebook left a gruesome video of shootings at a New Zealand mosque up on its site for half an hour after a user brought it to the company's attention, a previously unreported delay that highlights Facebook's ongoing difficulty in controlling violent content on its platform. The delay was the result of a string of gaps in systems Facebook has set up to stop violent videos and other objectionable content from appearing and remaining on its platform. Artificial intelligence programs the company relies on to block bad content failed to catch the video during its live broadcast and afterward. By the time the video was taken down, it had been viewed 4,000 times on the site and was copied millions of times on Facebook and other sites beyond Facebook's control. Facebook has said it is doing more to moderate the large number of posts that go online. It has doubled down on AI as a solution, in addition to using some 15,000 human content reviewers. Get up to date with the very latest coverage at WSJ.com or the WSJ app. To compete with e-commerce giant Amazon, the world's largest retailer, Walmart, is using Jet Black, a money-losing personal shopping service that develops AI. Walmart execs are betting the upstart becomes a powerful weapon, however, in an escalating tech ground war with Amazon. The two companies are battling over shoppers who are increasingly making all sorts of purchases online. Amazon reset the landscape with Prime, and even though Walmart is bigger in sales overall, it is an underdog online, and it is fighting for a larger presence. The idea is that using Jet Black's army of human agents to train an artificial intelligence system could someday power an automated personal shopping service, thus preparing Walmart for a time when the search bar disappears and more shopping is done through voice-activated devices. A new partnership has Starbucks investing $100 million into a new food tech and retail-focused fund managed by Valor Equity Partners, if you're keeping score, the backer of Bird Scooters. The investment could help Starbucks explore commercial relations down the road. That's according to CEO Kevin Johnson. Valor has backed companies in food tech, including GoPuff, also known as GoBrands, Fooda, Sizzling Platter, and Itza. Valor says it will seek to raise an additional $300 million for the new fund in the coming months. Coming up, Apple has a new wearables push. More importantly, what it means for your new AirPods. So earbuds that can access Siri by voice as well as wirelessly charge? Apple's new wearable push makes it so. The Wall Street Journal's Charlie Turner has more.
Apple has unveiled the second generation of its AirPods, its fast-selling wireless earbuds. The new version of AirPods can activate Apple's virtual assistant Siri by voice, and it comes as Apple is intensifying its push into wearable devices while growth in its iPhone business cools. With more on this, here is the Wall Street Journal's Trip Mickle, who joins us via Skype from San Francisco. Trip, first of all, when will these new AirPods hit store shelves?
Next week.
Now, the new thing about the upgraded AirPods is they can activate Siri by voice and they can also wirelessly charge. Why don't you tell us about that?
The Hey Siri functionality is something that Apple has wanted to bring to AirPods probably, you know, for a long time, probably since before the AirPods were even first put forward in 2016. I don't know who has AirPods, who doesn't, but it certainly is nice. Like if you're in a car and you have AirPods in and you need to make a phone call just to say, hey, Siri, call Sally, that's far easier than picking up your phone and typing that out.
And you're right. There will be two versions of the new AirPods, one with a traditional charging case, another with a wireless charging case.
Right. Apple moved with its iPhone a couple of years ago to add wireless charging capabilities to the device so you don't have to plug in the lightning cord like you had to do historically. They're simply extending the same capability to these wireless AirPods. So you pay $40 more, and you can drop it on a charging pad, and it will charge right up rather than having to plug a physical plug into it.
The wireless charging pad is called AirPower. Can you tell us more about that?
AirPower was promised when Apple introduced the iPhone 10 a year and change ago, and we have yet to see it. It was supposed to come out sometime last year. It didn't ever get released, and apparently it's really been held up by a lot of product development headaches inside Apple. We reported here that Apple put what they call internally an okay to ship stamp on it, which means that they're go ahead, start producing this. And that was done earlier this year. So that implies that we should get this AirPower pad sometime soon. Given Apple didn't ship it when promised, I'm not sure how big of a deal they're going to make out of it, but it should be coming.
But the big deal about AirPower, you know, as far as usage is concerned, it allows you to charge the new AirPods and an iPhone simultaneously. Is that the big deal with this?
Yeah, that was what they billed it as and promised when they announced it. They showed an image of your watch, of an Apple Watch, of AirPod case, and an iPhone. All three laid out on a single white charging mat, and all three appeared to be able to charge simultaneously. So that would be, you know, nice if you had one on your dresser and you came home and you took off all your Apple gadgets, you could put them all in one place.
And you write that the AirPods are the third product announced by Apple this week, joining new versions of the company's iPad mini, iPad Air tablets, also an updated iMac computer. And, you know, the AirPods come ahead of an event next Monday at Apple's headquarters. What's going on at that event?
Yeah, we're really gearing up to hear Apple talk about its push into video services. I mean, this is something that there's been a lot of anticipation about since 2017 when we first reported that Apple had budgeted $1 billion to go out and buy original content. They've been out cutting deals for things like Steven Spielberg's Amblin Entertainment Amazing Stories show, deal with Oprah, deal for a show with Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston. I mean, this is supposed to be an interesting event in that it's going to feature a lot of Hollywood stars, a lot of Hollywood talent, and it's going to be kind of Hollywood comes to Silicon Valley, which will be fascinating.
All right, wearables, you know, new services, TV services. I still get the feeling that it's still not enough to close the gap as far as iPhone sales or, you know, slumping iPhone sales are concerned.
Right. I mean, 2/3 of your sales are dependent on a single device. It's really hard to make up the difference, especially when the device is something as lucrative as an iPhone is. I mean, you know, you're selling those iPhones for $1,000 a device in most cases. You know, whether you're selling a $400 watch or $200 AirPods, you know, you got to sell a lot more of those to make up for one lost iPhone sale. So that's the challenge for Apple, and that's what we're all going to be watching and paying attention to in the months and years ahead.
Wall Street Journal reporter Trip Mickle joining us via Skype from San Francisco. Thanks, Trip.
Thanks so much.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal.